does it feel to have people talking about you as a running back to be feared going into this big rivalry?
To be honest, I didn't know that's what people were doing. I apologize for my voice, a little under the weather, but I'm not really even thinking about it.
When you have a performance like you did last week, is it tough to build on that? I mean, because the stats are so much to live up to, or what do you do to stay focused and try to improve when those numbers are real tough to beat?
My thing is I'm going out there trying to do the very best that I can, but I'm not trying to live up to any numbers. I have a standard that I want to try to meet, but the numbers aren't always going to meet that standard. I mean, it's about how I play the game, how I execute things, my fundamentals, my technique. And if the numbers end up being as high as they were, you know, I'm grateful, but I mean, to try to be realistic, I don't think, you know, I can put up 160-something rushing yards every single game. I mean, I'm going to be nice to, strive for. I'm not going to rule it out, but that's not what I'm trying to live up to, if that makes sense.
How do you measure success? Because you can't always control the carries. Therefore, you can't control whether you get a chance to score, whether you get a chance to get a clear high yard. Are yards after contact something that you use to grade yourself?
Yeah, that's one of the things I try to do. Finishing runs, breaking tackles. We talk about that a lot. Ball security, protecting the quarterback, knowing my assignments, executing, winning my one-on-one battles, executing the fundamentals, just certain things like that. Yeah.
Hey, Ty, Aaron was saying the other day that the Bears were pretty much the first team that played defensively as a running back. How did that change your view of the plays that you were carried out?
Say that again?
The Bears were pretty much the first team to play you as a running back, rather than mm-hmm. have a nickel guy in, worried about flares and things like that. How did that change for you, if at all?
Didn't change anything for me, I don't think. I don't know how that changes the play calling because I don't call the plays, but it's still a guy I got to beat. Depending on who's out there, looking at the personnels and the way they line up and things like that, sometimes things may trigger on how I want to do certain things, but you know, I'm not really trying to measure who's out there, if that makes sense.
How much does preparation and film study play into having good vision and good patience? People talk about it, but does study make a real big impact on being able to then do that on the field?
Yeah, I think it does. Obviously, there's some things you got to react to, especially things are moving so fast up front. But, you know, as far as watching how guys play, I definitely think film study can help with that.
Ty, how much fun is it to be having these opportunities, to be getting the ball more, to be able to have an impact? Are you enjoying this second half of the season here?
I am. I really am. But, I think it's a lot of fun to be able to contribute in more ways than I was able to before, just because I like to be able to contribute. I like to be helpful in any way that I can when things are asked of me. So I'm grateful for that, but I'm also grateful for the wins that we've been able to get and the run that we're making right now.
Can you contrast your feeling now to being an integral part of this offense to last year when you're just trying to fight to be healthy again?
I guess my response to that would be adversity is just based on perspective. My adversity was a little bit different then, so my perspective was a little different. So I don't think comparing the two is really that fair, if that makes sense.
Vikings have been pretty good defensively except for last week. What Viking defense do you expect to show up this weekend?
We'll find out. A lot of times you find out how the game's going to be played once the game started, what the flow of the game is going to be like, how things are going to be called, the way they're playing. So we'll find out.
On paper in the past, people would look at the Vikings at number three passing defense and say they match up well with the Packers because they like to pass. But how much added benefit do you feel that you add, even if you don't necessarily get as many yards this week, but you keep them respecting the run and allowing the passing game maybe to open up?
Whatever it takes to win, it really doesn't matter as long as we get the win at the end of the day.
You've gotten a lot of attention on social media, the Lil Wayne tweet, all that good stuff, lots of love. Do you appreciate that? Do you pay attention to it? You know, does it help with your confidence and make you happy?
I appreciate it. Does it help with my confidence? I don't think so much, but I definitely appreciate it. I try not to look to that too much as sources for confidence for me. I learned one thing from a pastor we had in a chapel that said, you know, all praise goes to God and not all criticism comes from God, and all criticism is constructive. So With that being said, I don't worry too much about what's being said concerning me. That's not a source of anything for me.